Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, gosh. How long can you hold?
I don't know, my eyes are starting to hurt. Because I was doing it way before, and then he waited forever to push the button.
Welcome back, Utah fans. Another episode of the Utah Football Fans Podcast. I want to see how long you can hold your thumbs up.
All right, ready?
What's timing?
Here we are.
Thank you for coming back for another episode. Please like, subscribe, share. You didn't hold it for very long. And please hit that super thanks button on YouTube and contribute to the show. Ohio State people, we're still waiting for your check, for your donation.
A million.
I mean,
our target is a million.
Although a million. Someone did make a fair point that we're going to have to give some of that money to Oregon State.
That's fair. We can give some.
We'll
to
give
the
a
bees.
Portion for, yeah. to the charity of Oregon State football.
So please hit that button, contribute to the show. We want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Follow him on social, too. He's been doing a lot of giveaways and stuff this month. I've seen him posting things, and follow him at thomasortho.com. All right. Well,
I got a question.
USC, what happened?
That's still a very pertinent question, by the way.
I love that. I want to keep that. For seasons to come.
It's part of the show.
We just added it.
It's part of the show.
It's just going to stay on here forever.
I like it.
There's no answer. They don't have an answer for that.
We kicked the crap out of them. That's what the answer is.
Okay. This is a weird one because there's no like smooth intro. Like, hey, we had a game this week.
Well, there's some things to talk about. Obviously, a lot of upcoming. We're not going to touch on Rose Bowl this episode. We do have a special one coming up. This week, next week, we're going to do a collaboration with a Penn State podcast, so be watching for that. Sorry.
Stop shaking the table.
Oh gosh, I just get so excited.
Okay, so, who is it? Talk to us.
So it's a Penn State podcast called No Names All Game is their podcast. And they reached out to us, and the idea is just to kind of get together and understand each other's teams. I mean, I don't know anything about Penn State, quite frankly. No. And so I would imagine that most people in Pennsylvania don't know anything about Utah. So the idea is really just lighthearted, kind of inform people about each other's team. And we're doing that later this week. So like Bryn said, we'll hopefully drop it this week, next week. Haven't really decided, but that'll be a good fun one.
And then, yes, we will have an episode pre-Rose Bowl game.
Absolutely. Get down to business that one.
There's a lot going on in the Christmas.
We're 3 weeks from the Rose Bowl at this moment in time.
Jeez.
You know what? Okay. But you know what? I just repeated myself. Okay. What? You know? You know what?
Hey, you know what?
It sort of feels good to have a little break from all the intensity. Don't you think?
Like Ute fans, seriously? My blood pressure is starting to come back down.
I mean, I missed watching some games. No question about that. But I'm just saying the nervousness, the anxiety, just to kick back.
I do miss, college football Saturday. Did you watch Army-Navy
I didn't
all?
See it.
I didn't really watch.
Didn't watch
That's
it.
That's a tough one. I got to be honest. I respect them.
Oh, yeah.
And those guys are incredible. They're way better men than I'll ever be.
That's true.
It is not even close.
No argument there.
And their uniforms were ridiculously cool. No,
they're cool.
Year. But it's a painful brand of football to watch. But I like to see they really care. It's pretty cool. So
when do bowl games, do you watch just random bowl games?
I think that some crappy games
Depends.
Start on the 17th, which is this Saturday.
Depends who they are.
Like games no one cares about. No one even knows who's in them. Those sorts of games. They start this weekend.
But sometimes you watch it just because it's college football.
Oh, I'll be watching.
I'll watch some.
That's
have a beverage and watch a game?
I mean, how many times have you turned on a game and it's Memphis versus UT Santa Barbara and you're like, all right, I'll watch this.
Absolutely.
I know that UT Santa Barbara is not a real school, by the way.
UT.
So please don't send in stuff. Hey, Brandon. Did we offend you?
What was that about?
We didn't have a comment from you this week.
I'm sorry we offended you.
I hope we didn't try to.
And was like, I can't deal with these guys anymore.
I know.
You did see us in our
real selves.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about that because he probably saw some of the way we acted at the game.
Like children.
Like when it was 17-3.
Suicidal children at that point.
So I apologize. I can't control it when it happens, but yeah, we missed your comment this
week. Brendan, when you throw a U up.
Oh, yeah. Just in general.
You see this?
There's a lot of Utah fans.
That's Miami.
See the difference?
This is Utah.
All of you.
All of you.
There's a lot of Utah fans.
This is Ohio State.
That is not.
Do this.
No.
What are you doing?
Don't confuse people.
What? It's okay.
This is how you throw your U up. Got it? That's the official.
Very educational.
It's educational. This show is very educational.
The more you know.
Let's just get down to business. Some stuff that's going on, okay? I think there's interest. Let's go Heisman, Ute fans.
Okay.
As we all know, Caleb Williams won the Heisman this year. How do you feel about it? That's simple. That's the question. How do you all feel about it?
All right, so I'll go before Bryn explodes.
Go ahead.
Number one, I think everyone knows how we feel about him.
Speak for thine self.
But here's my point. Thine self. He deserves it. He was the best player in college football all year. I mean, yeah, I can't stand it because he plays for USC, but the guy was absolutely incredible. Best player. He deserves it. And I love that he couldn't beat Utah. He went 0-2. We beat the Heisman twice. He had two chances. So,
fair enough.
Scali owned him.
It's true.
Okay. But sort of. He deserved it. I mean, the guy was the best player in college football this year. And so that's my thought.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm not surprised. I think we all knew it was coming. And I think what's interesting in just seeing the way Utah fans have reacted, and obviously, I have my feelings about Caleb Williams, but I go back to last week, you'll see how I felt about him. You can't deny the dude's talent. You cannot deny the man is a phenomenal football player. He is going to have an exceptional career. I think we all see that coming. I don't love the way he acted for the last half of the season. Both of those things can be true at the same time. Like, I cannot like the way that he was acting in some sense, and you brought it up last week that I think a lot of that's immaturity, and hopefully he'll grow out of it. You can't deny his talent. So that's kind of where I'm at with him.
Well said. Both things can be true.
I agree with all of that. Congratulations to Caleb Williams. The guy is a freaking player. I mean,
what is happening? Are you okay?
No, man. Something went into my eyeball.
You get like sunscreen over there?
Yeah.
Because of these lights.
Sunburn. I got like 50 on my face and it's got went in my eye.
Melted into your eyeball.
No, congratulations to Caleb Williams. Guy's great. He's a great player. I mean, he can throw, he can run.
Sometimes.
I think he deserved it. And you're right. I read some Utah fans having a cow over the guy berating him and being angry. Hey, you know, we can all have our opinions, but I think it's kind of stupid to think that because, first of all, be objective. He did deserve it for the way he played. And second, it's what you already said is we beat the Heisman Trophy winner. That's cool.
That's way cool.
It's cool.
What I like too is, and Joel Klatt talked about this, I think, today or this week. It brings the conversation West Coast football.
Yes.
We know as Pac-12 gets just overlooked so often and deserved, not deserved. I mean, you can make an argument both ways. But having him win the Heisman, having USC in the conversation they were in, and then having six Pac-12 teams in the top, where did we end up?
Top 17 or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it brings the Pac-12 back into the national conversation, which is only good for us. Now, USC is leaving. Sayonara. Peace out. But for now, it helps elevate the Pac-12.
Yeah. The fact that a West Coast player could win it, I think it's really cool. And, I echo everything you said.
Cool.
He was the best player in college football this year.
You deserved it.
I can think
way
he's
to go.
A tool all I want, but my gosh, you can't deny the talent.
I am going to reiterate. I just think he's young. He'll mature.
And yes, Utah fans, we did see the article about his gesture to the two young boys. All of that's well and good. I still don't like the way he acted against when he played us and against the way he acted the final half of the season. It is what it is. Hopefully he'll mature next year and we'll see how he goes.
That's what we think.
But he scares me next year.
Yeah, I'm going there. I'm going to worry about that then.
We're going there, but we might as well beat him there in the Coliseum.
Yeah, why not? Make it four straight.
Might as well.
Oh, we'll hear something now. Okay.
That's fine.
Well, all Ute fans have heard and know that Kincaid and Phillips...
So far.
Are not... Kincaid and Phillips, and we already know about Tavion, are not playing in the Rose Bowl.
Please only be those two.
Let me... First, okay. Kincaid. I don't doubt that he's hurt. Do you think that's... I mean, I have no idea of knowing, but is that the reason?
The guy's he's really hurt.
Or is he using it?
I'm sure a little bit of both. You don't want to make it worse and really hurt your draft stock. But yeah, he is absolutely banged up. Is it me? It's not me.
Yeah, he's banged up. Okay, look, I'll just start it and then you tell me. Look. I hear all the rants. All their reasons why they're not going to play, and other players who, don't play. Yeah. As a fan, I don't like it. As a supporter of the Utes, of this team, which you support the whole time, I don't like it at all. They're part of this team, and we're not playing on December 17. I can understand that if you're playing in some lesser nothing bowl and 10 people are going to be in the stands, that's different to me. So I'll add that little caveat to it. But when you're playing in a major bowl, one of the biggest, the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, and you don't play, or you could say any of these other big bowls, they're not going to play. Yeah. And Penn State has a guy that's not going to play. Yeah. First rounder, apparently. So... Fine, they can give me all the reasons. I've heard them all, and I understand it. But from my perspective as a fan of Utah, I don't like it at all. I didn't like it last year when players didn't play because, look, they got a free education out of it. That's a lot of money. The new NIL, they make money.
They're making a lot of money on the NIL.
They're part of this family, this team, and this extended family. Do you not owe something to all those people that support you and give you this and give you the opportunity? And now you're going, you work all season, to win the championship, but to play in the Rose Bowl and then you bail on it? I don't like it. It ticks me off. I don't think players should do it because it's, they're sort of turning their back. That's how I view it anyway. Turning their back on the program, the university, and the fans, all those who gave them so much and supported them.
And it's a really recent thing, too. It's only
like
4 or 5 years it started to happen where these marquee projected first-round guys
don't play.
And you're right. I mean, it's like, okay, you're playing in a bowl game, the Las Vegas Bowl. Fine. Okay, no one's going to blame you. But when it's a New Year's Six, you just won your conference. You got an opportunity to go back and win this. And then you look at, you fans, they know, everybody knows, the financial investment that we're going to all take to travel to this game and all those things that go into it, it does bug me. Now, I get it, right? The worst case scenario is you go out, you play the game, something tremendously bad happens, and you screw up your entire future. So I get it. I don't like it at all. I really don't like it, especially when it's your team. When it's the team you're playing and they don't play, you're all for it. But when it's your guys, I don't like it. I completely understand it, though. When you're projected, like Clark Phillips is, to be a first-round draft pick, which he should be projected in that spot. And he's looking at it going, okay, I've got millions of dollars sitting on the table. And all I have to do is not play in this one game. I get it. The Kincaid thing, I think he genuinely is hurt. I think that's a big factor.
I think it's both.
I think it's both.
I think he could play.
I think he look, if this was the playoff, if we were one of the top four teams in the playoff and they were doing this, that would really irk me. Because then it's like, okay, we got a chance to be national champions here. This
if this was the playoff, they would both be playing.
I would think so. I would think so.
This is where, and you kind of brought this up, Gary, is like, it's the granddaddy of them all. In reality, winning the Rose Bowl means nothing. And that's what sucks. That's where we're at in college football right now with the way the playoffs are set up and all of that. It's so cool that we're in the Rose Bowl. You win it, it means nothing. In reality, as far as where college football stands. And I hate that. I hate that that's where it's become. I hate all of these guys that don't play because for everything you've just said, I think it's crap. The sad reality is this is where college football is right now with, and you're right, this didn't used to happen.
Mm-mm. It's like, a Michigan player started or something like that where he backed out of a high profile game a few years ago. And since then, everyone's been doing it. It was hard. I wanted to say the same thing where, like, it doesn't matter.
In reality, it doesn't, which I hate.
We'll all go out and we'll all buy our Rose Bowl gear and the helmets, and it's very exciting, and I love playing in these big games, you know, because of the history and the magnitude and, you know, the stealth bomber flying over. All those things are super, super cool, but I can't blame the guy for looking at his future. If I was a first-round projected draft pick and there's millions of dollars, life-changing money sitting there, yeah, I'm probably going to miss
that game too.
You're going to do it. You would do it too.
No, because it's the team mentality. It's I want to go out there and win this game with my team.
I guarantee, though, the team understands.
We're not saying anybody understands. I understand. You just don't like it.
It's crap.
I'm just coming from my perspective, and it's crap. They should be playing in that game. These guys should be playing because they've been given a lot. Do they have contracts to play? No, they don't have contracts to play for any college. You could play in four college teams for all 4 years if you want nowadays.
Yeah.
In the NFL, you can't be doing this kind of stuff. You know, you're contracted, you're making money. In college ball, you can be making a lot of money, but you're not tied to anybody. You can get up and leave and go. Look, the point is, to me, you owe something to these people who have given you so much. Yeah. A lot of these guys aren't going to, that education that you've got free, that may come back to carry you through the rest of your life. In fact, it probably will be it. For most of the guys. Even to these guys who are going to be high draft picks, that education. And who gave that to you for free? The school. So do you owe something to the school? I don't know. That's how I see it, man. I think they should be playing.
See, that's the problem.
Kicks me off.
That's where it's gotten to, where they look at it and go, well, who cares if we win or lose the bowl game? I see exactly what you're saying, but I think that's...
I care.
That's the problem that it's gotten to is, okay, you owe this to your team. Well, who cares if I'm there and we win?
Okay, in the past, though. So in the past, of course, there was the... Instead of the college football playoff, the four teams, you usually just... You know, have two teams, and BCS before that, thing. There wasn't any of that.
Yeah.
They would just the top bowl games, and then they would have a vote, yeah. And you would pick who's number one. But even when there was not the college football playoff, where there was four teams, when you just had two teams, these other big games still existed, and
guys
people
still played.
Saw them for what they were, mm-hmm. as a real big deal to as a team. Get there.
Yeah.
To me, we've got to a point, sadly, mm-hmm. where these big events in college football are just ignored and put aside. I don't know if it's an entitlement kind of feel to it. I just feel sad that this is where it's gotten to.
Well, it's like if you don't make the college football playoff, immediately you just jump on social media and expect to see so-and-so's backed out, so-and-so's backed out, like from every team across the entire country.
Yeah, I don't like
it. You know, it's like anybody who has, you know, any aspirations of going to the NFL, that's when the season ends. Even though these bowl games are supposed to be a huge reward. I mean, the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. These are supposed to be massive rewards for the teams and for the fans. And it is upsetting that, you know, the Rose Bowl, it's not at that same pillar that it used to be just because.
Well, it should be. I think it is. These guys don't look at it that way.
They don't.
Well, it always was that bowl game was just part of your season. Huh? Your season didn't end till after the bowl game. And like you just said, now it feels like season ends championship weekend. And these bowl games are just throwaways.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the problem is if you lose, like, okay, we lost Rose Bowl last year. No one's going, oh, well, you didn't have so-and-so, so it's okay that you lost. Like, no. Yeah. It's still going to show up as a loss. So I want to have all of our weapons there to play for us. And I... Kincaid, his made a little more sense to me. You could tell he was hurt, but I thought...
But 3 weeks?
I thought he'd have enough time to be able to play.
I mean, it was 4 weeks since the Pac-12 championship game.
And then it just sucks because even this morning, I'm thinking to myself, oh, Phillips will play because he's for the team. He wants to be there. And I just...
As soon as he didn't play against Colorado, I knew if we made the Rose Bowl, he was out. The Pac-12 championship game was different. Because it was, okay, we're going
to
go.
What? Who cares about winning the championship if you win the championship to get to the Rose Bowl and then you don't give a crap about the Rose Bowl?
But there's a difference between the Rose, in their minds, and there's a difference between you're winning your conference championship and then the Rose Bowl. They're very separated. So he went out and he balled out, played, and said, that's it for me. I'm done. I don't like it, but I get it.
So what happens if Cam says I'm done? I'm going to the NFL. I don't want to get hurt. Okay,
but I'll understand it.
No.
Cam's not going to do it. Cam's not that guy.
There could be some other dudes we haven't heard yet.
Thick boy, don't you dare!
That's the problem. Is
we don't know yet.
I feel like now are they all going to just drop like flies? I remember this with Ohio State last year.
Uh-huh.
Ohio State had this same issue, and we kept hearing just all their wide receivers were like, "Oh, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play." And it felt like this domino effect. And we didn't really have that last year with our dudes.
No, we didn't have anybody that did this that I can remember.
I mean, all of our dudes that went to the NFL, they played in the Rose Bowl last year. So it pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean, Lloyd played.
Even if I understand your
reasons. First round pick, Lloyd.
He played. Everyone who went to the NFL played in Rose Bowl last year. So
team, baby. It matters.
It does make me mad.
Devotion. That's how I see it. Okay. We'll move on. But let's say this, Clark Phillips, first team All-America, AP first team All-America.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Kincaid is third team.
That's not okay with me.
He's
the
AP,
best tight end in football.
Am I missing anybody else from our teams?
No, those were the two.
Those were the two.
The two All-Americans.
It pisses me off. You put Kincaid in a UCLA, USC, Georgia, Notre Dame uniform. That dude is just, he's the lead story on freaking SportsCenter. But because he's at Utah, he's third team All-American. Look what he's done, and you look at his statistics, that one irks me. Clark Phillips, you just can't ignore it. He's the best cornerback in college football. But dude, the Kincaid one, when I saw it was third team, he's not even first team. Is he first team Pac-12? Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Okay, I agree. However... Congrats still, though.
Oh, it's still awesome.
The third tight end in the country. And he was apparently behind Keithy, and this is where he ended up. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So, okay, talking Pac-12, offensive player of the year, of course, is Caleb Williams.
Cam Rising.
Defensive player of the year, Tui Pulotu.
No, no.
USC.
No.
I don't.
No.
Sorry.
This one pissed me off. No.
It's just butt-kissing the SC Trojans.
How do you name a USC defensive player Pac-12 defensive player of the year?
He led the country in sacks, didn't he? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Okay, but...
What position does he play? God, this table.
We need stabilizers. Every single... Okay, how do you have Clark Phillips in the conversation of he's the best in the country, but they didn't name him the best in the Pac-12? When that one was released, that pisses me off. And, okay, if this guy has different stats, maybe. The thing about Clark Phillips, everyone knew how good he was, so no one threw in his direction. I mean, what was that game earlier this year that he had a number of...
He had three picks against Washington State.
And then nobody threw in his direction the rest of the year. And everyone has talked about Clark Phillips and how dangerous he is. You don't throw in his direction. You avoid him at all costs.
Kurt Herbstreit called him the defensive player of the year.
Of the country.
Of the country.
And so you don't name him in the conference?
Uh-huh. Okay, let me just... Okay.
There's my rant.
Yeah, so this guy leads the country in sacks. 12 and a half sacks.
Back-to-back seasons, his first team all Pac-12, but that was Phillips too. But you're right; he led the nation with 12 and a half sacks this season.
Yeah, big whoop.
Second in the FBS with 21. Tackles for loss.
Brain freeze there for a second.
Yeah, it was his TFL. Second in the FBS with 21 tackles for loss this season.
I just can't believe that they named...
He's a finalist for the Nagurski Trophy and a bunch of other stuff.
USC's defense was a liability all season long.
Right.
And so to name...
He's good, though.
He's very
good.
I'm
just saying he's good. I agree.
No.
Get fired up about it. That's the problem, is you can't...
Hold on.
We're going to Bryn's rant early this episode, people.
There were so many conversations this year about USC's defense...
How crappy they were.
And, oh, shoot. My headphones.
Uh-oh. Hold on. This takes 15 minutes to get this figured out.
It's okay. I can still rant. What I'm saying is we talked about, and everyone talked about, USC's defense the entire year.
Yeah.
And that they weren't very strong. So how do you name one of their dudes the conference player of the year?
I agree. I'm just saying as an individual...
I don't care.
But, you know, I look at his stats, though. I can go out and pull up Clark Phillips' stats.
Right.
Look, as a Ute fan and a rational human being, Clark Phillips should have won that freaking thing.
Absolutely, he should have.
It's not just us being Utah fans. It's national conversation. Clark Phillips has been named that by plenty of national commentators.
Did you see the entire list, though, the entire Pac-12 first team Pac-12 defense? There's like four USC players on that freaking list.
Yeah, I've got it right here. But okay, let's get off that and go to something good, though. The defensive freshman player of the year, Lander Barton,
yeah.
Utah.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
Can't wait to see
that surprised
what he
me.
Does.
I got
to
say, I didn't see it coming.
It surprised me, too. But he really turned it on the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, his growing pains were very obvious. You know, Florida was a welcome to college football moment. But since that moment, dude, he has excelled, and he had some huge plays in the championship game, and he's just grown, and it's going to be a lot of fun watching him progress.
Yeah.
First team, Pac-12, of course, Dalton Kincaid, Daniels on the O-line, Leo Mie. Is that how you say it? That's right. Offensive line. Second team from Utah. Well, let's go first team. This is first team defense. Of course, Clark Phillips. Second team defense, Junior Tafuna. Reed.
Yeah, Reed.
Karine Reed. I can tell you no first team specialists. Kicking team, we're not on there. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of honorable mentions, and that's where Cam is, which is understandable. With injury, the season kind of fell apart for him. So, some, you know, congratulations. Oh, but here's the way. So, Coach of the Year, Jonathan Smith from Oregon State.
Well, there's two of them. They're co-coach of the year.
Oh, man. Is that what it is? Oh,
yeah, okay. And DeBoer.
Oh, okay, and DeBoer from Washington. What happened to the whiner?
Oh, no. Dang.
Think about it.
I know. Lincoln. You know what? They got it wrong.
I'm seriously.
No.
It is
I agree.
Shocking.
How does Lincoln Riley do what they do? And we're one game away from going to the
playoff. They went four.
I was
shocked.
They
went from 4-8 to... One game from the playoff to 11-1.
Who decides these things?
Morons. 4-8 to 11-1, and he's not even on the list.
No. They had two coaches.
So he's not even a. He's the third guy.
Those guys, fine. They did a fine job.
They
didn't make the Pac-12 championship game. They lost to Lincoln Riley.
Seriously, why isn't Whittingham? It should have been Riley and Whittingham. If you're going to have two, have the two dudes that made it to the championship game.
I think Crybaby Riley is a horrible
He's coach. Annoying, but
he's annoying come as crap. On, man. He's the coach of the year.
What they did at SC this year is unbelievable.
Give me a break.
It's sickening.
Maybe they were basing it solely off of defensive performance.
I don't know.
Because he does not know how to coach a defense.
Legit. Someone tell me who makes these decisions for Pac-12.
I have no idea.
I want someone in the comments
it's
tell
gotta,
me.
Would you please give us a vote?
It's got to be like the writers like Dick Harmon or something that doesn't know anything about football. And they're just like,
Monson.
It is shocking, though. There's no way. It is shocking. It's like,
just give us a call. We'll give you the truth.
Yeah, the truth is this.
Give us a
Riley
call.
Is the coach of the year.
Boom.
Cam Rising. Offensive player of the year.
Okay.
Clark Phillips, defensive player of the year.
He definitely is a defense.
That one is right.
That one's correct. All right, moving on. We've said enough about that
I did not
that
expect
stuff.
To get this fired up this episode.
I know, man.
I'm sweating. I don't like, is it
calm
hot?
The freak down, dude. Take a med. You got your meds with?
I'm fine. I'm in a sweatshirt. I'm fine.
Okay.
Go roll around in the
snow. Here's a question I got for
outside.
You. Here's a question. Deion Sanders. Prime time. Coach Prime is coming to Colorado. What do you think about that? And is he going to turn it around? There's my questions. Two.
I could see him turning it around. I very much did not like the way he approached his team at the beginning.
Oh,
his little
yeah.
pep talk, quote unquote pep talk about get out of here. I don't want any of you. Go.
I'm here.
That was wild.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my own luggage and get out.
Brings his son.
Enjoy the transfer portal. Basically is what he said to his team.
The first time I'm Deion Sanders. Get in the portal.
Cool.
That's what he said.
But we're already seeing, apparently some dudes are already changing their commitments to go coach for him. I could see him turning it around. I don't know, though. I don't know. I actually don't know if he'll be there for that long, but.
Your impressions.
Here's. I love it. I the personality, it's bringing people talking about the Pac-12. It's on ESPN, the social media aspect of it, the swagger. I love that side of it. I think that Deion is in for a very rude awakening coming to a real conference. He was at Jackson State, right? You get a couple of dudes at Jackson State, you can go 13-0. You need an entire squad, too deep of dudes, in a Power 5 conference to be good. I think they win 4 games next year. I think it's a very rude awakening to think anything other. I could be wrong. They could win 8 games next year. I don't know. I don't even know if he's that good of a coach. Yeah. Who knows? Like I said, he brings in a couple of dudes last year to his team, and that's enough to propel them over the competition of Jackson State. You can't do that at Colorado and expect to beat Oregon, Utah, Washington, USC, UCLA. It doesn't work that way. But I think it's hilarious. Cool. I think it's entertaining. I still think he's going to get blown out some days, and they're going to be showing him on the sideline, and Coach Prime ain't going to be nearly as happy.
In today's world, it'll be fun to have him in the league. He is, you know, he's a celebrity.
Dude, media day is going to be a blast.
It's great. You got the old school guys, the successful guy. You know, you got Witt. You've got, Lincoln Riley, who's done a lot of stuff. Now you got Prime. He's never been, it's been Jackson State. Okay. I get the hire. I actually thought about this some. But in today's world, and USC proved it, is that it's the portal, you can build a team.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
And so when you have Deion Sanders, they're at Colorado, his personality, it's infectious, he's energetic, he's brought some good coaches in. I can't remember their names right offhand, but he's attractive. He can create a culture that is attractive, and he can go into some kids in the portal. People are going to want to come and play with him. In today's world, talent, see, at Jackson State, you're not going to have 4 and 5 star guys or guys who are good on other teams want to go play at Jackson State.
Well, he's already had a dude decommit from Notre Dame.
Yeah, the running back
to go to Colorado. That's
what, see, this is what I'm talking about. Once this ball gets rolling with Deion,
if he can win,
well, you can only win if you have talent. And so, is this guy Boulder, Colorado, has not been attractive, and the old boring coach is not really a draw to Boulder, Colorado when you suck.
Yeah.
Okay. But now you got Deion. Who's had success, but he at Jackson State, but he's just a celebrity. He's energetic. He's electric. He's attractive.
He's a Hall of Famer
to these athletes.
Yeah,
and you know you can he can sell it because you come and play for me. Yeah, this is where we're at, but this is where we're going to go. I think because of the portal. If it was the other way around, I would totally agree. But in today's world, with him, I think he can start bringing in talent. I think they'll be much better next year because of it. If, give him 2 to 3 years. Who knows? If he continues to bring guys in and they start to get a little more success out of there, and it's a winning culture, and it's fun to be around Deion, I think it's going to succeed.
Well, it's beneficial for us.
I don't think it's going to be a USC thing.
No.
Because well, no Lincoln Riley...
He brought in the Heisman Trophy winner.
But but Lincoln Riley's offense, the way he does stuff,
it's different.
It's not going to be that, but they're going to be better next year simply because of talent pool in the on the team. And if they can continue to bring dudes in, because I think he will bring them in, because you can leave your schools from, in 2 years, guys can
leave. I think it's more beneficial for Utah if they become good and they elevate their play. I mean, and for the Pac-12, we need teams to step up and start to be better. We are losing USC and UCLA in a year. So we need Colorado to not just be, oh, nobody cares about it.
Prime
we
knows
need,
that too, by the
and
way.
He, of course he does. So it actually is beneficial if they start to be competitive and get some of this talent. And it just elevates PAC, whatever it's going to be.
And who knows with the conference realignment too.
Right.
All of it could change.
And I know there's been talk about Colorado going back to the Big 12 and stuff. So
yeah.
I will just say this to Colorado fans. Yeah, it's exciting, but I guarantee if Prime
if he
turns it around, he's gone.
He's gone. Two seasons, he's gone.
That's
three seasons, he's going to be in the SEC for some squad.
He's coaching for Ole Miss.
Or he's going to go to Florida State and be your coach.
And that's already being talked about. If it's good and it works and it's successful,
he won't be there long.
Colorado is that stepping stone. But, hey, enjoy the ride. If he can get you to a good spot, enjoy the ride. And I think you've nailed it. We've talked about this before. It is no longer college football of old, where it's you recruit the high school kids, you bring them in from red shirt freshman, boom, 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 all the way up to senior, and then it is transfer portal. Bring a guy in right now and plug him in, and off you go.
Sort of a mix now. But
it is. The transfer portal, dude. It's free agency, and you can go in there and go, who was a 4-star guy? I want him.
Or who is succeeding and wants out? Well, who wants to go play for USC?
The quarterback at Notre Dame. He won 8 games this year, and he goes, I want out, goes to the transfer portal. And then Colorado goes, hey, come play for us. Okay. And all of a sudden, they've elevated.
Play with like Deion.
There you go. Not that that's happened. I'm just saying it's an example.
Well, yeah.
All right. We can move on a little bit. But did you... Anthony Brown, you know, remember him?
Yeah.
He plays for the Ravens.
Yeah, he's
the
Huntley's
third
backup.
String for the Ravens. And I'm watching the game. Huntley, the Utah quarterback, gets dinged, goes out, and who comes in?
They showed him, and I went,
wait a second.
Anthony Brown?
Yeah. We play him?
Yeah, and they won. I hope Huntley's okay. He got blown up. It looked like an ankle injury. And then it was concussion protocol, so I don't know where he's at in that.
Not Snoop.
Yeah. Did you not see it?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he was in the grasp. Someone was tackling him.
And then someone else came up high.
From the side.
And just rocked him.
He'll be all right. But I didn't know Anthony Brown was in the league. Congrats. Hey, Oregon people.
I don't think they knew either.
Do you know Anthony Brown's in the NFL?
He's still playing.
He's behind.
No idea.
He's behind Snoop. Our guy, Tyler Huntley, but he played. Congrats to him. Mm. All right, let's do some comments.
Okay.
Let's do some comments before we wrap this baby up tonight, because there'll be some topics here. This is from W. Texas Mike.
Okay.
Let's see. In terms of entertainment value, I got to give this show a healthy 9 out of 10.
Take it. I'll take it.
Boom.
Thank you.
Right on.
What can we do, Texas Mike, to get that, 10?
We want to be a solid 10. The barbs and drops, particularly for this show, are sharp.
We practice.
Okay.
It's all scripted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Scripted. We got cue cards right here we're looking at. But I can take it. Okay. The guy on the right.
This guy? Okay. Uh-oh.
That's
the
you.
The guy on the right.
It's not going to be good.
Though has anger issues.
Oh, man. Yeah, if you're seeing tonight's episode.
He is perceptive, man.
That's not very nice.
You got some angry tonight.
Do I have anger issues? I don't think I have anger issues. I'm passionate.
But so do I.
Yeah, we got a whole segment about her rants.
Okay, see, here we go.
Is that it? I am sweating.
He's busted. And
all right,
it's like
going.
Watching George Costanza.
Okay. Calm down.
I don't have anger issues. And he's screaming.
Such a good show.
Veins
we watched Festivus the other night.
Okay, it is a good one.
It's a great
It's a good Christmas.
It's a Christmas episode.
It's a Christmas special.
All right, anyway.
I'll keep an eye out on the Salt Lake City police blotter to see if his name pops up.
Never been arrested.
Fight on, Utes. So
all you got to do is outrun your friends.
SE man.
And you don't get arrested.
And go win your game this time.
Thank you.
We're planning on it. Thanks, W. Texas Mike. Very perceptive. Very, very perceptive. This is from Uncle Rico.
Okay.
We've mentioned him a couple times in the past. Yeah, he's a Buckeye comments. Fan here and has been watching you guys since last year's Rose Bowl. Congrats on another conference championship, and thanks for your help. We've had a lot of Buckeye fans make that comment.
It was us.
It was a privilege.
It was us
three. We did it, and
we take all
the credit in the world for that.
Now pay up.
But then Uncle Rico says, with, you know, the peace sign, cry on.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that little dig.
That's a dig, SC fans. You can allow Uncle Rico to get away with that. This is from, how do you say that name?
Oh, I
better not.
Don't
it's just
try.
A bunch of scribbles.
Symbols.
I don't know. I definitely will root for you guys. Been watching since the last Rose Bowl. Go Utes. Go Buckeyes. Let's go, friends. Thank you.
Go Utes.
Ooties.
Go Ooties.
Ooties.
This is good. This is a Michigan guy.
Blue.
So, Ohio State Buckeye fans, you're going to love this one from our Michigan fan. You freaking Utes.
Oh, yeah, I read this one.
You couldn't just step aside and make sure Ohio State didn't get in.
What are you worried about?
As a Michigan fan, I wanted their season to be even worse.
I
know
get
what?
It.
We get it.
We understand. We understand.
We have feelings about certain things similar. Yeah. That everyone gets it. Ohio State would probably say the same thing about Michigan if they're in this.
Michigan, you already beat them by like 24. Just do it again.
But you want your rival to be beat down.
Yeah, they don't want
never win a game.
Yeah.
You want your rival never to win a game.
I know, it's wonderful when that happens.
It's beautiful when your rival is a nothing.
When they play on the 17th of December.
If we had a rival, I mean, we don't even have a rival because they're so insignificant. We don't have a rival. Okay.
Ooh, yeah, Coach Prime now.
Coach Prime's our rival now.
That rumble in the
Actually,
Rockies.
Our rival is SC. I know they want to.
They don't
we have
admit
a good
it.
Rival going. The rival, I don't know, but
it's a rivalry game. It's not the, but it's a good one.
Still congrats to Utah football, still from the Michigan fan. You guys earned it. Too bad about that loss to Florida, or you would have been in the conversation for the playoff even with two losses. And here's my question off of that.
Twisting the knife there.
Do you regret going to Florida?
Like as a person or as the team?
No, as going to Florida. As the first game, instead of playing St. Mary's of the Wasatch for three games before you get to conference, get three wins, to go out, to travel all the way to Florida, play as a first game, an SEC team, do you regret doing it and getting that loss? Because that's what he's saying. If you had got, if you'd played a lesser team and won, you'd have two losses.
By Weber State, you win.
Do you regret that, doing that? And what about going in the future? What do you think about that concept?
So, go ahead.
Well, I think the way that college football is lined up right now, I do regret it because it hurt us. Now, if you win, okay, but Michigan, don't come at me, but your out-of-conference schedule was extremely weak. That's not a secret. You didn't play anybody. Now, you beat the teams you needed to beat in your conference to get to where you're at. I'm not saying you didn't, but the teams who play nobodies get rewarded. Even the teams who play the nobodies in November SEC, you get rewarded for it. So I think you, for those of us who went and took the risks, okay, maybe the risk pays off, but at this point, why take the risk? Because you're going to get rewarded for not even taking the risk.
The beautiful thing about when the playoff expands is if you win your conference championship game, you're automatically in the playoff. So we'd be in the playoff right now. Right now, it really sucks, and it stings, and that Florida loss haunts my dreams. Now, in 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, when I look back and I got to go to the Swamp and cheer on my team, yeah, we lost, but the experience of it, that I will look back fondly on. But yeah, I mean, it's, of course it sucks. And this team is such a different team now than it was then.
Well, most teams are that way.
I understand that, but man, it would have been sweet to have this team.
Let's say we win that game.
And we should have won.
We would have been in the playoffs.
If we could get a yard, we would have won. So,
I'm glad we did it. I don't have a problem with it. I understand the consequences of it. I wish more teams would do it. Go play everybody.
But that's
being this pansy
stuff.
That's
her point.
But that's my point is play the game that everyone else plays. Plays the
I want to go.
No, because
go play people
you get,
or have them. Well, yeah, Florida's coming in.
Florida and Baylor. We get Florida and Baylor.
I know, but you get dinged for it. Whereas SEC plays nobody
then let's beat them.
And they get.
Then let's freaking.
I understand that. What I'm saying is you got to play,
game. All you have to do is beat them.
All right, from a Carolina Gamecock fan here. See, we even have Gamecocks.
They know what we're saying about the South.
Fan here, and when the Utes bludgeoned the ESPN Caleb Love Fest, which it was.
It was.
Dude, I watched it, and I was just hurling in my bucket for 2 hours watching it.
Ooh, his pinky finger was hurting himself.
Like a little blood. It made my year.
All right.
Right on, man.
That makes me happy.
All right, Gamecocks. I've been to your stadium. I saw them play Alabama. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
3 years ago. They got killed. But it was a fun game to be there. It was a great atmosphere, freak, man. Yeah, and he says, love Cam. Salty dog.
We love Cam.
Good name.
Nice job. Oh, this is... Okay. This is from John...
John Wick?
Groneman.
Oh.
I need to watch John
Wick. John Wick.
Number
phenomenal.
One.
Just the first one.
Number one's the best. Okay. Yeah. Okay, remember this one.
Okay.
Love the Caleb Williams comment, going to the New York Jets or somewhere. Utah fan living in Happy Valley, it was the perfect big comment. So those with
we
eyes
don't know what you're talking
to
about.
See and ears to hear, you'll understand... The idea of having Caleb Williams go play with the Jets, especially if a couple of weeks ago it had a lot more significance.
If Caleb Williams ended up at the Jets, they would be a really good team. Also, did you see, I don't know his first name, the Jets quarterback get absolutely
white? Yeah, his ribs are back here now. He came back and played.
He came back and played. The guy like went through his body, and then he
runs off.
He died.
Runs off like this.
He laid on the
I think I'm hurt.
And then... Flacco comes in and gets blown up.
Fumbles on the first.
And then the guy came back.
Is there a guy that has the least mobility?
Joe Flacco?
Then Joe Flacco.
It's incredible.
Okay.
In a league full of athletes, you got Joe Flacco out there running a 9-6-40.
I mean, the guy, you might as well nail his feet to the grass because that's it.
Hey, got a Super Bowl ring, so.
Making those millions.
So someone put on, this is football fans on Facebook, about the commits that we've got on our overall rank. And
and
we're not going to get into all those. We'll at a future time, we'll get into...
We'll bring on people that know what they're talking about
Portals and who's coming and the commits and all that stuff. But Apparently, we're ranked right now 21st in the country.
It's pretty freaking awesome.
Which would be sweet, and it's going to only go up as we get more. But other people are going to have stuff too. But having said that, a guy made a comment, and this is Spencer Hink. Spencer.
Uh-oh.
Can't wait for next season. Playoffs, anyone? And I just say, this is my feeling when I read that. I just say, pump the brakes, man.
He's excited.
Okay,
he just wants
pump
to be
the freaking brakes.
Be positive.
We don't even know who our quarterback's going to be next year.
Let him have it. Spencer, don't listen to him. You want to be excited, go for it.
Playoffs next season?
I'm not saying I agree with him. Let him be excited.
You're free to be excited, but
I have no opinion.
You do have opinion. Come on, what do you think? Talking about the playoffs next year already?
No, it's premature.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, that didn't go very far.
Okay, last one to finish up tonight. This is from Eric Roberts. He put this out on Utah Football Fans Facebook. And he said, a question for the group and or the podcast. So here's the questions. Get your opinion. We've actually had these questions or we've considered them in the past.
Okay, so it should be very quick.
So
hopefully.
Would you rather
have your foot cut off?
Would you rather? You should have added some stuff, or but we'll just USC. Go with what he said.
That's a good one.
Would you rather win the Rose Bowl or lose in the CFP semifinals?
Oh, yeah, we have to.
I'd rather lose
this
in the CFP semifinals. And
yeah, probably the same. I mean, like we've already discussed plenty at length tonight, the Rose Bowl, sadly, winning it doesn't mean a whole lot. Of course, losing
it means a lot.
Doesn't mean a lot either, but
anyway,
it means you got to the playoffs. So,
and I'm not sure I get that. Maybe you thought there'd be a difference, but would you rather win the Rose Bowl or lose in the championship game?
The college football championship game?
Lose in the championship game.
Absolutely, dude.
Jinx. Huh?
That was like, it was harmonized, man.
Like one mind.
Yeah, because it's the right answer.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah. I want to win. I want to win both. But if I had the opportunity to go to the college football playoff,
I'm going.
In other words, if you get in, you have the opportunity to be the national champion. Yeah. So if I'm in and we lose in that first game, okay, I'd rather be there than not. Which means then we wouldn't be in the Rose Bowl.
Now next year, and when the Rose Bowl is in the playoff, it's a whole different story.
It's a win-win.
So okay. That's Eric Roberts. Any final thoughts on today's episode?
I don't want to bring everybody down, but Coach Leach.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It has to be mentioned.
Well, yeah, we got to talk about
it. You got to talk about it. Everyone loves the guy.
We haven't heard any updates.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah, there's been an update.
He had a heart attack
in
his home. He's in the hospital.
Well, I just read, if this is accurate, they've taken him off life support.
I don't know if that's...
And is that true or not?
I don't know 100% on that. I looked not too long
ago. I thought
it
was a statement from... Is he Mississippi State?
Mississippi State.
I think it's from them.
Anyway, look into it. Just know that he.
I think it's not what I read. I think he's going. I'll leave it at that.
That's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough.
But, you know. Okay. So anything? Look for our combined podcast with the Penn State guys, and then we'll have a couple others upcoming that we'll start talking about the game a little more and stuff like that.
Have a Merry Christmas, everyone, because I don't think we'll. Be doing this before...
We might have one before Christmas.
I don't know. If we don't, Merry Christmas.
Maybe next week.
Don't know what you're asking for.
That's a week in advance.
For Christmas.
I don't know what I'm asking for.
We'll see, but before we go, just one question.
Good Rose Bowl.
USC, what happened?
That's my hero.
Oh, yes. Go Utes, man. That's how you do it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.